to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Friday, May 16th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Well, apparently local news stations have been given the directive to convince their small town folk that an over-militarized police force is totally fine. There's nothing to worry about. It's for your safety.
Tanks, guns, armor, all tried and tested on the battlefield. Now some of it is here in central Indiana on our streets, being used to keep us safe.
Some of our local police departments are now armed for war.
To keep Hoosiers safe at a time of escalating homeland violence.
Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
Did you hear that? They're preparing for the veterans, your likely domestic terrorists. That was a local news station coming out of Indiana. Indiana. They're there convincing the people that they need these tanks and all of this weaponry from Afghanistan because of the domestic unrest in the country. Where are they? It's Indiana. What are they talking about, domestic unrest? We've been reporting about this all along. Police are arming themselves to fight against your average American citizen, conservatives, patriots, and definitely returning military. Why aren't people seeing this? Well, perhaps because their local news stations are massaging it into their brain that this is completely normal. And I'm curious if there are other stations out there in other cities that are also being given this rhetoric to spill out to people in their cities. But notice how there's no mention from the sergeant that he's trying to protect his town from the Mexican drug cartels that are running rampant all over the country, as the DEA just covers for them. Nope, they're just letting you know that it's the returning veterans who've sacrificed for this country, who have the knowledge of how to build an IED, that are the potential terrorists. Those are the real threat. Now, the sergeant admitted that when he drives through the town, people are frightened and they say, why do you need this military vehicle? Are you here to take our guns? And he's like, no, you know, I'm not going to do that. Not yet, not until he's given the orders. And of course, this just correlates with the federal rhetoric that's just trying to line up this public point of view that returning veterans are the threat. So it basically doesn't make any sense when you see the tyranny training facility there at Fort AP Hill. Basically, they're training the troops to be comfortable firing upon themselves when they return back to the streets of America. They're training them to be comfortable and desensitized on the streets of America to fire into a bank or fire into a church or to a fire station. And who are the likely domestic terrorists when they return? The veterans, the troops. So hopefully that's a big wake-up call to the military. But basically they're using you to fight their dirty wars, and then they treat you like Al-Qaeda when you get back to town. Now, we've got leaked documents that show another urban training center in North Carolina was indeed built after a U.S. town. It looks nothing like a foreign combat zone. It looks like small town America. The document is entitled Military Operations on Urban Terrain Collective Training Facility. It details the specifics of a mock 30-acre town located on Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. It was originally built in 1990, but of course they've had some upgrades to the facility, including a Baptist church, a police station, and several farmhouses. They've transformed this quote-unquote international town. Now, these upgrades to the facility perfectly illustrate how they're trying to shift the public perception to view conservatives and veterans as likely domestic terrorists. They're training the troops to fire into Baptist churches because these people are the threat. And according to a 1989 press release, it mentions that the facility's original structures included a high school gymnasium where they could house evacuees, or it could be used as a detaining center for prisoners of war. Of course, those are the same exact things, really, when we're talking about FEMA camps. Now, the Department of Defense is training troops, of course, to see supporters of individual liberties and states' rights as extremists, basically being desensitized to fire upon American civilians during times of civil unrest, which is pretty insane because it's the globalists who are causing this civil unrest. And so they know it's coming. They're preparing for it. And of course, they've got to prepare the troops to follow orders. And then you have your small-time news stations who are just preparing all the cities and towns to just be completely okay with this and to not worry about the fact that all these big military vehicles are rolling into town armed for war. It's for your safety. That was like the most aggravating report seeing that. And please, if you have any footage from your local news station where they're trying to desensitize you to the over-militarized police force, please send it in to showtips@infowars.com because we really need to put together a little montage of this psyop going on. But basically, look at what Brazilians are going to have to be dealing with when the World Cup comes next month. They've got RoboCops, actual RoboCops. It's a 400 RoboCop-style military police are going to be patrolling the World Cup in Brazil. They resemble exactly the cops that were depicted in the 1985 cult classic film Brazil, in which a totalitarian government rules a dystopian society with a bureaucratic iron fist. Now, the men are part of the elite BOPE unit of military police who regularly operate in Rio de Janeiro, and they're usually on 24-hour standby dealing with terrorist threats. But now they're going to be dealing with football hooligans who step out of line. Now, Brazil, of course, is currently being rocked by riots, strikes, and protests across the country because demonstrators are outraged at the cost of the World Cup, while things like their school system and other sectors of their society have been neglected in order to stage this soccer tournament. But this is just a perfect example of how civil unrest stems from people just being fed up with all of the government corruption. And so that's exactly an example of what they know is coming here when people here in America finally get fed up with all the corruption and all of the misrepresentation, but also the fact that reality is now far scarier than any dystopic future that was created in a science fiction film. I mean, that is frightening that we have gone beyond Soylent Green, beyond 1984, Brazil. Here we are. But you don't have to be a fancy World Cup cop to get your very own military gear. Here in America, you can just work for the United States Department of Agriculture. The USDA apparently is soliciting for submachine guns. This is according to a solicitation on the FedBizOps website. USDA is set to purchase an unknown number of submachine guns. The solicitation reads, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Office of the Inspector General, located in Washington, D.C., has a requirement for the commercial acquisition of submachine guns. Now, it goes on to say how tricked out these machine guns need to be, including a 30-round magazine. But hey, I thought those were bad news, but apparently not for the guys there at the USDA. They need a 30-round magazine. Now, the fact that the Law Enforcement Division of the United States Forest Service isn't mentioned in the solicitation gives rise to the question, where will these guns be going? Who at the USDA needs submachine guns and night scopes and all kinds of triggers that will allow them to have gloves on? And is anyone seeing where this is going? We have police and government agencies that have no business having submachine guns, arming themselves to the teeth, being training the troops now to fight against Christians and patriots and returning veterans and anyone that has a conservative viewpoint. The globalists know they're outnumbered. And that's why they want to keep us in our slumber, lest we wake up to the reality of the power we have in numbers. We outnumber them, and we are mighty. We are mighty people. Just look at what happened this week in Clark County, Illinois. The people there stood up against the Park District Board. The citizens confronted them over allegations of corruption. So in the face of that, the board was like, oh, I'm sorry, the public comment section wasn't on the agenda today, and they quickly moved to adjourn their meeting. Well, citizen John Kraft then informed the board that he was making a citizen's arrest of the members as provided under Illinois state law. Now, the Illinois law requires that public bodies allow citizens the right to make comments, whether or not the public comments are on the agenda. Now, a sheriff arrived on the scene and agreed that they were within their rights to make these arrests. And that's exactly what we need to start doing at the local level. It's in our local government where we can really make the most change. You've got to know your rights, know what the laws are, and then, you know, obviously corruption trickles down from the top, but we can also hack at it right at the root here at the local level. Just like the citizens who stood up against the heavily armed Bureau of Land Management in Nevada, New Mexico County, they've also voted to defy the federal government after they restricted access to watering holes. Now, in Nevada, the excuse was the desert tortoise. In New Mexico, the Federal Forest Service fenced off a 23-acre section of land to protect the meadow jumping mouse. Right. Now, don't get me wrong. Rodents are vital to the ecosystem. But again, the cattle had been grazing there since the 50s. And as you know, the West and New Mexico is experiencing extreme drought. So cattle need to be able to reach whatever water source there is. And the residents were frankly getting very fed up because it was literally killing their cattle. Now, earlier this week, the county commission voted unanimously to empower the sheriff to open a gate, and it made way for some 200 cattle to get to the water. Now, of course, as we've reported, the drought in the western half of the country has caused the U.S. cattle herd to shrink to 63-year low. And, of course, what's the effect of that? The price of beef is skyrocketing. It went up more than 6% in just the last year alone. Now, it would have been worse, but ranchers have been slaughtering some of their cattle in order to thin their herds, in an attempt to get through the drought. But if the drought doesn't end, the price of beef is going to keep going up. And we also are reporting skyrocketing costs for shrimp, pork, and chicken. So, again, back to dystopic themes, I mean, it reminds me of the movie Soylent Green, where even the elite and the super rich couldn't afford a slice of beef, or when a slice of beef came about, it was very rare that they would even be able to buy it. And that's where we're headed. And, you know, rather than try to fight this and try to help, we have people like Dirty Harry Reid who are shutting off access to the grazing rights for the cattle out there so that he can build his Chinese solar farms. But when he's not busy doing that, he's busy trying to take down the Koch brothers. But this time, he's proposing an amendment to the Constitution. He is trying to change the First Amendment's free speech protections. He's going to be overturning the Supreme Court precedent and giving Congress the right to limit who can spend money in elections and how much they are allowed to spend. Now, Reid, who is known for using complex parliamentary maneuvers to block amendments, has accused Republicans of blockading the Senate in order to reward the Koch brothers. And now he says to combat their influence, a constitutional amendment is necessary. Reid says the Koch brothers, no one else is pumping money into the shadowy campaign organizations and campaigns like they are. There isn't even a close second. They are doing this to promote issues that make themselves even richer. Now, this is coming from Harry Reid, who has a billionaire backer of his own, and he routinely will block energy bills that have to do with fossil fuels and only supports the energy bills that are going to put money in his pocket and his billionaire backer, which is, of course, alternative energy. So come on, Harry Reid. Now, the Democratic strategists believe that if they convince swing voters that it's this big money and this influence of that big money in politics is the key reason for the rising inequality, it could help, you know, have these voters swing in their direction, saying, you know, the economy is rigged against them and it's only for the wealthy. And we hear that every election cycle. Now, I don't disagree with that statement, but come on. It is corrupt politicians on both sides. We have corporations. There is so much corruption across the board. And hopefully people aren't going to fall for this rhetoric. I mean, you can't expose one side and say they're the criminals without your dirt getting revealed as well. Kind of like, you know, what happened with Harry Reid calling, you know, the Bundy supporters domestic terrorists. And then it turns out that he's got huge investments in that land so he can sell it, rent it out to the Chinese for solar farms. And, you know, prop up his son so that they can get a cut of the action as well. So, I mean, you really can't expose just, you know, shine the light on one set of criminals. You're all going to be exposed eventually. But now, this amendment probably will not succeed, but it just goes to show how far Harry Reid and his colleagues will go to take down any of their political adversaries. We saw this with the targeting of Tea Party groups by the IRS. And, of course, the new emails that Judicial Watch uncovered exposed that the White House lied about that cover-up as well. They lied about the IRS scandal, just like they lied about the Benghazi. Those emails came out. But those emails seem to disprove the Obama administration's claim that the targeting of Tea Party groups was the result of two rogue agents in the Cincinnati office. And, you know, as we know, it's... they got their orders from somebody. They weren't just these rogue agents. And, you know, that's been proven. And I'm sure that that scandal is just going to get blown wide open as the investigation goes on. But that's what they do. They want to silence anyone who has an opinion or who has evidence of anything that's contrary to their agenda. And we see that again and again. You know, Harry Reid's willing to write that corruption right into the Constitution if he can get away with it. But, you know, anything that counters their agenda, what they're trying to pass, what they're trying to push through with their New World Order, we see that again and again with global warming. Critics of global warming get silenced. Now a professor whose studies suggests that global warming was just kind of been exaggerated. His study was rejected by a respected journal because it might fuel climate skepticism. Now, this alarming intervention raises fears of McCarthyist pressure for environmental scientists to conform. It came after a reviewer said the research was less than helpful to the climate cause. Now, Professor Bankston's paper suggests that the Earth's environment might be much less sensitive to greenhouse gases than previously thought. And if he and his four co-authors are correct, it would mean that carbon dioxide and other pollutants are having a far less severe impact on climate than green activists would have us believe. Now, the professor said the problem we now have in the climate community is that some scientists are mixing up their scientific role with that of a climate activist. And that's it. I mean, they can't have any dissenting opinion. If they do, then they're going to have to change their policies. And the Pentagon might have to give back all of that money that they're spending to fight global warming. They're preparing for global warming. So the Department of Defense is factoring in consensus-based forecasts of a warmer planet into its military preparedness models. This is from NBC News' Bill Briggs. He says, the U.S. military and intelligence agencies are increasingly monitoring and preparing for how, when, and where the consequences of a warmer planet will collide with national security. But the problem is that the Department of Defense's mission reality is based on the outcome of a political debate, not on sound science. Climate models have been predicting rising temperatures for the past couple of decades, and there hasn't been any warming now for 18 years. So, but, you know, we can't talk about science. We can't talk about that because then that means they might have to start being a little bit more responsible with how they spend our tax dollars, but that's not going to happen. They will not let that happen. Nobody needs to look at science. Any dissenting opinion can be pushed aside. And, of course, that's not going to stop the Obama administration from just wildly spending your taxpayer dollars. They still have no idea how Obamacare is going to be funded. We touched on this a little bit yesterday, but coming up, we're going to really break down how the Obamacare taxes are going to affect Medicaid recipients, because they have no idea how they're going to be paying for this particular tax, and Medicaid is going to be in violation of federal law if they can't get this funded. And it's not just Medicaid recipients that have to worry about Obamacare. Now they're saying Obamacare is to blame for an Iowa hospital laying off 29 people. They're trying to be able to make $38 million in cuts because of these Obamacare provisions, along with low payments from Medicare and Medicaid. So we'll have more on that coming right up. And then David Knight and Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs will be in studio to talk about their experience there at Fort AP Hill. All that and more coming right up.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, the last couple of days, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs and I were in the AP Hill Fort and an area inside of that, the Asymmetric Warfare Group. We went there to talk to the public information officer who had not responded to our request for information, to our request for a tour, to see what we could find out. We expected them just to turn us away, and to our surprise, the security guard allowed us to go in and actually film the fake city that they created. We wanted to give you our personal impressions of that, and it was interesting that after we broadcast that live on the Alex Jones radio show on Wednesday, we've now received a leaked document about another facility in Camp Lejeune. This one, a more rural setting, but definitely an American city. Well, Joe, the reason we went was because a couple of months ago, they had a public tour for journalists as they had the grand opening of this center. And some journalists took some pictures. They also put out some footage. There was Lieutenant Colonel, who was a public information officer there. We felt like there were some things that they weren't showing. And we wanted to talk to them and get their take on this as to make your best case as to why this isn't training against the American people. They wouldn't talk to us. And it turns out that not only are there things that they're not showing there in the original grand opening, but they've also got an agenda that's really pretty clear. If somebody in another country were building this kind of detailed American city and training on it, what would we think?
Well, first off, we think that they're, you know, planning to attack us, obviously.
Yeah.
And the second
thing,
Russians
were building this, or the Chinese, right?
The second thing we would go do was build up an exact mock site of their territory as well, so we could train to fight there. And just like I said, in the military, you train to fight. So that means if you're training to go to a desert, you know, theater, a warfare area there, you're going to train in desert. You're not going to train in a jungle atmosphere for any reason.
And there was a guy, when they did the drills, and the urban warfare drills in L.A., the guy they talked to from the military said exactly that. He said, if we're going to fight in the mountains, we've trained the mountains. If we're going to fight the desert, we train there. We're training to fight in the cities. And, of course, they're trained to fight with the police, yeah, which is also very interesting. It was just a couple of months ago as well that Vladimir Putin was on a press show with a European journalist, and he was talking about the missiles, and the journalist said, well, those are pointed at Iran, not at Russia. And he just started laughing at him. We know when they're doing this, but we want you guys to see what this looks like. We want the people to see what we saw there and see the details of what they're doing. And it's not the only facility. Today, we also had a leaked document that Mikhail Thelen reported on that they're doing this at Camp Lejeune.
Yes.
And it's very detailed in many other ways, and it doesn't even have a mosque. And I believe that even though there's a mosque there, and it's one of the predominant structures as you're driving by is the mosque, and it's very tall, and you see that. I believe that that's really kind of a beard. I think that they're just putting that up there as cover because the rest of the place is so Americanized.
Yeah, from the outside view, really all you can see just from the Fort AP side on the road is that barbed wire and the top of the mosque. It's to give you that impression that, you know, from the outside looking in, that's what it's, you know, it's a normal training facility like 29 Palms or some of the spots we have in Kuwait that represents the theater that we're going to go in to fight.
And so many people support all of this and give it a pass because they believe that the war on terror is a war against Muslims and they don't like Muslims. So many people who are conservative. And so that's exactly what's happening here. They're using this structure to give them cover for what they're doing. And we were warned about this at the very beginning of America from Madison, one of our presidents, one of the founders, who said that if oppression and tyranny comes to the United States, comes to this land, it will be under the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. And he said historically, the instruments of fighting foreign wars abroad have become instruments of oppression and tyranny at home. That's essentially what we're afraid is going to happen because there are ample articles that we've covered over the years, many times it's been leaked, in addition to this one that just came out, showing what their real agenda is, showing how they're moving against the Tea Party, showing how they're moving at Christians and conservatives and libertarians.
Well, it's leading up. I mean, I was just reading an article, and it was called What Makes You a Terrorist? You know, any American who has more than a seven-day supply of food is considered a domestic terrorist. You know, buying flashlights, paying with cash, belief in conspiracy, owns precious metals, buys guns and ammo, and then now the Army's going out and building this training facility that looks just like an American city.
Yes.
It can only lead to one thing, and it's not a good thing.
Let's take a look at this. Let's take a look at some of this footage. Now, when we drove around, we have some footage where we're kind of taking a drive-by. And the amazing thing about this was that we were just given a pass to go in. We showed the lady at the gate. This is a secured area inside of the fort. And so this is inside AP Hill, and this is another area inside of AP Hill that is completely surrounded with concertina wire and all this kind of stuff. There's no way that we could get in there if they didn't let us through the front gate because secure.
Yeah, I mean, as you're coming up to it, you're coming through this wooded area, and it's about a 15-minute drive into the actual base itself, and then you just start seeing these huge, you know, fences with the concertina wire going around. You see Humvees and all these very brand new buildings with asymmetric warfare logos on it. And then as you come around the corner, you can barely see the top of like a building, but then you see that huge mosque.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's amazing the amount of money they put into this. You know, they're going to use it.
Oh yeah. And as we first go in, I don't know, what did you make of those structures as we first went in? They look like, FEMA camp or a prison structure, didn't they? Those unusual buildings that were there before you get to the fake city. So as you first go into the main gate, we can show that you have these buildings on either side. You're going through this massive brick structure, and then there's these brick buildings on either side that look like prison compounds, would be the way I would describe them.
Yeah, I mean, we saw that. We showed that, overhead, satellite view of the area, and it had that building marked as unknown beside the school area. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously they don't want to say torture chamber or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound so good. But when you get in there like we did, and we actually had that chance to look in through the window and see, you could see the medical table, you could see the chairs around it, and you could see that door that goes underground.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen that in a lot of places. You that they call them hot boxes or something like that. They throw someone in there, lock it up, and leave you in there until you sweat it out and you're, you know, going to give up that information.
Mm-hmm. And so we saw also the soccer field was a landing zone.
Yeah, that doubled as a landing zone. It was LZ-30.
And, of course, the school was close by. And as we see in a lot of these documents, as we see in this leaked document from Camp Lejeune, they're talking about how they would use the high school gymnasium as a holding area for, quote-unquote, evacuees. So
yeah.
I guess those would be people that they're going to do rendition with, right?
Yeah, that sounds more like a thing.
Right. Or as a detention center for prisoners of war. And that's what it looked like they had at the entrance. It looked like there were prison cells at the entrance that were separated out from the city. But inside the city, all the details were American. They had a First Street, Main Street intersection. You had things like newspaper stands, phone booths, which
ATM.
Are kind of obsolete. Yeah, at ATM. The one thing they didn't have, which we have everywhere in American cities now, is surveillance cameras.
Yeah.
They didn't have that everywhere on every corner of the place. So that was a little bit different. You and I both had a really weird feeling as we're walking through there. It was like being the last survivors after a nuclear, biological, chemical attack or whatever with nobody around this ghost town.
Yeah, I mean, the first gate we went into was like the entrance to Jurassic Park. And we're going down this little gravel road. And then the next thing you know, it just opens up into this huge, detailed American city. And I remember looking at you and I'm like, I can't believe we're here.
Yeah.
And then when we got out of the car, I'm looking around. I'm like, this is vanilla sky. I mean,
yeah.
I feel like we're the only two people alive.
Really weird.
Right,
I mean, the traffic light that's up there, 4-lane highway, the traffic light's up there. It's going through the cycles and all this other kind of stuff.
I had goosebumps.
Like, wow.
It was amazing that they went into that much detail. It's scary.
Yeah, absolutely insane. Well, that's it for tonight's news. Please consider being a supporter of Prison Planet TV. Your subscription helps to fund this operation, helps us to do investigative journalism. You can share that subscription with up to 10 other people simultaneously, so you can all be watching at the same time. It's a great way to open people's minds, to help them to see what's going on. This is very important that people see this. Well, that's it for tonight. We'll be back at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern on Monday. Join us then.
Tune in to PrisonPlanet.tv for an extended broadcast.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
I think it's only fair we should talk about Obamacare, and that rhymed.
Recently, the Daily Caller has been covering the new taxes that are coming online that will burden state government Medicaid programs to the tune of $37 billion over the next decade. States are now scrambling to keep their Medicaid and Medicare programs actuarially sound to keep them compliant with a 1997 federal law that requires them to remain free of debt. These new taxes pale in comparison to the $150 billion in new taxes health insurance companies will have to foot in the next decade. Customers are already feeling the pain by being kicked off or having huge increases in their existing plans. But remember what Obama said.
If you've got health care already, then you can keep your plan if you are satisfied with it.
If you like the plan you have, you can keep it.
I intend to keep this promise. If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
If you like your plan and your doctor, you can keep them.
You can keep your doctor. You can keep your plan.
You like your current insurance, you keep that insurance.
All this to fund a bill whose 11.5 million words in regulations is 30 times as long as the 381,000 word Affordable Care Act, which Congress admittedly passed but failed to even read.
But I don't know if you have heard that it is a legislation for the future, not just about health care for America, but about a healthier America. But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it
What does this mean to you? Forbes reported there are at least 7 Obamacare taxes to hit those earning $250K per year. And even after, these hundreds of billions of dollars in taxes are being paid into a system that spent over $5 billion to make failed and underused websites, will you even be able to get so-called health care?
You've all heard about the website woes. Nothing drives me more crazy.
As you are watching this video, hospitals across the country are being shut down in states like Georgia, and numerous hospital layoffs are happening in Ohio, Tennessee, Iowa, and Indiana. And we are only 5 months into affordable health care. In addition to the layoffs and closings, the National Federation of Independent Business projects that between 152,000 and 286,000 jobs in the healthcare industry will be lost by 2023. This will lead to waiting rooms being filled, ration healthcare, which is already being reported in California, and death panels that will be formed to kill off the elderly.
So you believe that there will be rationing, aka death panels?
It's built into the plan. It's not like a guess or like a judgment. That's going to be part of how costs are controlled.
In fact, Congress is calling for an investigation into VA death panels being instituted, which led to at least 40 deaths in Phoenix. During this time, the VA director in Phoenix received a $9,000 bonus. So what is the solution to our healthcare crisis? You are the solution to this problem. You must do your own research into your health. Don't expect solutions to come from government or from a corporate healthcare industry, which is designed and financed by big pharma companies to keep you under their heel. This is Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars Nightly News.
I think that everyone's very grateful that you did this, and I think it is important for people to sign up and
it's just better to be covered. You just never know.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.